You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Cody Drabble. It all started before bed. I let you back into my head, built to the brim. Hannah Jane Kyle released two albums in the same week. Broken Girl's Anthem is a concept album about different kinds of love. They Almost Got Away Volume 1 is a new collection of Hannah's earlier material recorded for the first time. Hannah Jane Kyle joined Insight host Beth Ruyak to talk about the albums.
In the beginning, we had planned for one album, and that's Broken Girl's Anthem, full of new songs. But then I was sitting on the couch working through a really old song when I probably wrote it when I was 14 or 15, and my sweetheart, who actually ended up co-producing both of these albums with me, and he's my drummer, was like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "Oh, just an old song." And he said, "Can we record that?" And I said, "No way." There's no way, because there were all these songs. There were probably 15 to 20 that I had just thrown away that, you know, as a songwriter, you write so much and you throw away so much just because it's part of a process and getting better and being more clear with your songwriting and using clean chord structure. And he just really insisted on this. So we argued about it for probably 3 or 4 months, and he finally got me to do one. And then from there, it was just like, okay, well, now I kind of like these songs because the way they were produced is emotional and it makes the songs new again. So then we ended up deciding, okay, we're going to do two this time around and see how it goes.
Do you remember the little phrase or the part of the song you were playing on the couch that day?
Oh, gosh. I think it was from the song Show Me Faith. He had so much faith in my music, more than I did.
You brave enough to try a little bit
of it? Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. I'm not a liar, but I can lie. I'm not a crier, but I can sure as hell try. Not going down without a fight, I will stay. Something like that.
No wonder he said what he did. And and the he, we should say, is Corey Morgenstrange.
Yeah.
He seems pretty brilliant right now.
He is multi-talented.
Now on to record number 2, which is more of the grown-up voice.
This new one is definitely more of a concept album, whereas They Almost Got Away is really a collection of songs, and they all sound so different and all have different feels, and a lot of it is just all over the place compared to Broken Girl's Anthem, which mainly centers on love and nurturing it and losing it, you know, all the different kinds of love.
Thank you for being willing to perform live for us today. So what's the first song?
Yeah, so a lot of the songs are about love in all the different ways. This one is just about how amazing it is to fall in love and how it hurts and it's worth it every time. So this one's called To Be Loved Again.
I see you sacrifice years from your life, all for love, all for love. I see your smile hide the light gone from your eyes, all for love, all for love. You say it burns me and it hurts to me, but the warmth is worth the pain. Better to be on fire than never be loved again. Never be loved again. Oh. I will hurt you. I will hurt too. But that warmth is worth the pain. Better to be on fire. Let's be on fire. Be on fire. And let me be loved again. 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 Again, let me be loved again.
In that album, you write, "This album hasn't been easy by any means. We've had to start over time and again, sometimes by technical failure, others by personal." What happened in the making of the album?
Well, a long story short is we basically got all these demos done with someone who was working with us, and they ended up stepping off the project. So we kind of had to start over to really, really serve the songs the way that they deserve to be served. I really wanted to get it right this time with my vocals and making sure that, you know, the backup vocals were serving what we're talking about in each tune. And I played electric guitar on a lot of the tracks too, so we really took our time with this one. Hence, it took us, you know, about 3 years to get it done. And I'm very grateful that I took that long, because it's just the way I want it, and I've never been more proud of albums before.
You are getting ready for a second song for us, aren't you?
Well, I dedicated Broken Girl's Anthem in the memory of my grandma, who passed away last year. It was about a year this month. And she was just this amazingly beautiful and compassionate and giving and wonderful human being. And I lived with my grandparents for the first few years of my life. Losing her was like losing a mom in a way. Toward the end of her life, you know, she had a stroke, and she went from being completely independent, driving and cooking and all this stuff, to having to completely rely on her family. And it was an honor for us, but it was a great sacrifice for her. And I think it was hard for her to be vulnerable in that way around people that she's supposed to be taking care of, and people that she's taken care of for almost 60 years. So I wrote this song right before she passed away, and it just talks about how hard life is when you're stuck in a wheelchair and every single day is the same. And they all mesh together because she didn't leave her house for the last 2.5 years of her life. Mm. And people come visit her, but it's lonely. Mm. And I feel like that is the case for so many of, you know, so many older people that are suffering. And not everyone has a family the way that we did. And we have a huge family. And it also touches on my mom, who took care of her, and she got to die in her own home, and it's just so special, and I wanted to honor her and kind of write a song from her perspective. So this one's called Awake.
I am awake. I reach for you and I am safe. That moment when I feel your breath upon my face. My eyes open, I remember you slipped away. I ring the bell. Our daughter dresses me comb silver hair and tends to me. I remember it all. I hear laughter from down the here from my chair, days pass unaware of me. Now the dark kind of scares me, so I'll breathe and I'll watch and I'll listen from my bed with the covers up in the evening. Yes, I'll breathe and I'll watch and I'll listen for the creak in the hall where you'd walk every morning to wake me.
That's Hannah Jane Kyle performing new music from Broken Girls Anthem. We have videos of Hannah performing live in our studio. You can watch them and find her upcoming tour dates on our website at capradio.org. And that's Insight Music for this month. I'm Cody Drabble, your host and producer. Insight Music's senior producer is Jen Picard. We had help this month from Bert Johnson, Beth Ruyak, Randall White, Nick Bruner, and Devin Cortan. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our show is engineered by Mark Jones and Anthony Van Hook. Andrew Nixon produces our music videos. The executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
Look at myself in the mirror and ask myself who lives here. I'm not alright, but I won't whine. Been through hell, but I feel fine. Pull me through the other side and give me somewhere I can hide. Show me faith.
Think about where I've been.
Show me love.
Think about where I'm going.
See my face. I want you to know. Be worth ever knowing. I wanna know relationships. Wanna know the feeling of lips touching.